eyes lifted, our hearts open wide. We are available for what you have in store for us. We are available. We magnify your name, we bless your name, Jesus. We are chosen. Let there be a release of fresh grace of everyone whose hands are lifted up to Him this morning. Whatever is lacking in your life, let grace make them available this morning. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. There's a single prayer I'm trying to pray. If there's any one of the teaching I love teaching most is grace, really. I believe everything revolves around grace. If you want me to give you the summary of the Bible, for me, the summary of the Bible is grace. Whenever I read the Bible, I see grace everywhere. So when it comes to the topic of grace, I'm always excited and I can just move up and down, come back and not follow my notes. But this thought service, I'm asking for the grace to teach about grace following my notes. Listen to me. Everyone who has ever amounted to anything in this world has enjoyed grace. Anyone. If you go and read the Bible, anyone who amounted to anybody in the Bible enjoyed grace. It is fallacy for you to think grace is of a New Testament. Grace was in the Old. What will make God choose a single nation out of all the nations of the world and abandon others and say it's only you that I choose? Grace is God is throughout the Bible. And God has made up his mind to have mercy on whom have mercy and compassion on whom he have compassion. I have no doubt about it that by you finding your way into this sanctuary today, you are a recipient of God's grace. Grace will find you. It will locate you wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Listen, grace has no respect for age. Grace does not come according to age. It is not tongue by tongue. Grace does not come by experience. Grace does not come by gender. Grace has something to do with your certificate. Go and check the richest people in the world. They are recruiting PhDs and professors to work for them. The grace lifted them above. People that know about the management of making money, but they don't make money. I pray for you. May grace lift you up. May grace elevate you. In the name of Jesus. So grace has no respect for your background. Grace has no respect for your status. Grace has no respect for your profession, for your certificate. Listen, how many of you are using your certificate to work? I studied electrical engineering. My first work was in a bank. I was a teller in the bank. I did funds transfer. I did clearing. I did IT in the bank. I rose to became regional head IT in the bank. I left. And now I'm still working in IT. Now my management, most of those IT things, I can't even remember them anymore. But they call me head of IT and pay me based on IT. But I studied electrical engineering. And I'm pastoring you today. What has my certificate in electrical engineering done for me? Grace has no respect for the course I studied. Do you understand? He just said, I want to bless you and pick you up. It can be Yoruba and people laugh at you. It can be Ghana Language University. You will now recruit accountants to count your money that comes from writing a story in Ghana. Grace abandons the accountants and pick the linguistics. It has nothing to do with your profession. I pray for you. Whether your profession is great in the eyes of men or not, whatever it is, let grace locate you. In the name of Jesus. Where human effort fails, grace arises. Where human capacity stops, grace begins. What grace cannot achieve has never been created. What grace cannot achieve has never been imagined.
If you can imagine it, grace can make it available.
And listen, grace is a person. His name is Jesus. John 1, 14 to 17. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus. He is the foundation and the source of all grace. Jesus is that you can't find grace in any religion. No religion preaches grace. Religion preaches karma. Grace is greater than karma. Karma, what you sow, you will reap. Grace, you have sown it. I decide you will not reap it. Grace, you have sown it. I decide you will reap it and reap it in excess. Grace, you have sown it. I decide to multiply your effort. Grace, everybody has worked equally. But I chose you and said you are the one that will favor. That is grace. Grace is preferential treatment. It answers to nobody. When grace is God, grace is being administered. God does not consult anybody. He doesn't come and say, hey, I want to visit New Estate Baptist Church Tuesday today, like he's here already. And I want to make grace available. Biodun, who are the people giving you joy? So that they are the ones I will give grace today. Who are the people making you happy? So that my angels will not touch them today. Grace does not work that way. Do you notice sometimes the people you hate most, the more you hate them, the more grace is poured upon them. Because God does not consult you before he blesses anyone. Some of you are behaving as if God must consult you before he blesses somebody. Sit down there. Grace does not consult anybody before it blesses. I did some things in first and second service. Let me do it again here, Jerry. Laye atonu o ko sani to dabire ko si o ko si o sani to dabire aye ha Some people are afraid to collect from grace because they think they don't deserve it. Some people are afraid to collect from me. Why will God choose? Why will pastor choose me? Pastor, they preach message today now. What did you over? How did you pass over him? Some you think you don't deserve it. It has nothing to do with if you deserve or not. I just chose to give you the money. If you ask me, I decide to answer if I want. If I decide, I will not answer you. If I can tell you, what do you mean? Am I your mate? Are you questioning my authority to share my money? I want. Did you work for me? Who do you think you are? You don't understand when God does things for people and say, ah, God, Lagbaja just came to church and you did for him. Why are you not doing for me? Lagbaja came to church and you did for him. Please do for me. That's the right answer. Not like that came to church and you did for me. Why have you not done for me? Ah, grace will slap you. When you find grace, celebrate grace. If you fight grace, grace will crush you. If you crush question grace, grace will make you useless. She already has three children. But the best man in the church married him. Ah. Why now? I don't understand, man. They don't get high. Men don't get high. Look at me. Look at them. No, it was me. Men don't get high. Now, grace, oh. Grace is not woman. It makes no meaning. If you can explain grace, you have not experienced grace. If you can explain grace, you have not experienced it. It will happen to you. It will shock you. Say, me. You have not seen people sharing testimony and say, Pastor. Grace surprised them. Grace messed up their brain. Grace turned everything around. Grace confused them. They can't even utter the words. And then you look at yourself. Me. Why me? Grace is superior. I ask that you all find grace. Lift your two hands up unto him. And say, Lord, let me find grace, sir. Grace. Let me find grace. Let me find grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you want to understand grace, go and look for everyone that became a president in Nigeria. You understand what grace is? God's grace is on hand. He can visit someone without no shoe and make him the president. It will not consider the status of a wife, whether the wife is qualified for first lady. Keep training yourself for first lady. Let's see. Just carry your body and put him there. When we see grace at work, you look at it. It is not fair. It is not fair. It is not fair. The way I distributed my money now is not fair. If I need to give anybody money here today, it's Pastor Ade. Because he has been involved in the program today. Sweating without any payment. So if I need to give any money, not Pastor Ade. But I went, past him, past the wife, past everybody. I went to my darling daughter here. And said, pick. And she looked at me and said, why did you not give my daddy? Why did you not give my mommy? Why are you giving me, sir? Grace, bring some questions that will blow up your mind. What will make people say, why him? Let grace bring unto you. In the name of Jesus. But if you are religious, you will not understand grace. Because you will believe in karma. Karma what? If there is karma, you will not be in church. If we are supposed to suffer for what we did in the last 5 years, how many of us will be here? You remember my great invention that I want to do? I just connect the thing to your head and your heart and put it there. What you thought about in the last 1 week, let's just make it 3 weeks. I connect it to the screen. And they have to show you. Will you want them to show what you have thought about in the last 5 weeks? Will you want it? Let me touch you so that it will show. That you are here, alive, and your thought has not put you in trouble. It's grace, sir. Grace, sir. The heart of a man is desperately wicked. If not for grace, God cannot deal with us with righteousness. He cannot deal with us with mercy. It is grace. If the Lord will mark iniquity, all of us will crumble here. But grace. Can I hear you say grace? Grace is on hand. Romans 11:6. Give me Romans 11:6. And we need to understand this. And Ephesians 2:8-9. Look at it. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Please listen to me. You cannot go to heaven on the basis of what you did on earth, on your works. You can only go to heaven on the basis of what Christ did for you. If it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of work. Otherwise, grace will no longer be grace. Whenever you can attribute it to yourself, whenever you can attribute it to your fasting, whenever you can attribute it to your faith, whenever you can attribute it to any work, it is no longer grace. Whenever it is the 7 days fasting that brought about the answer to the prayer, it is not grace. We did not say the prayer was not answered. We did not say it's not fasting that brought it. But whenever you say it's the fasting that brought it, maintain that it's the fasting. Don't say it is fasting by grace. When it has works, it is no longer grace. Do you understand in church? Please, do you understand? Can we all read together? But if it is grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace will no longer be grace. Ephesians 2:8. Grace grant us access to God and to salvation. You cannot be saved by going to church. You cannot be saved by your works. You cannot be saved by your acts. And listen to me. You cannot maintain salvation by your works and by your acts. Many of us believe that we are saved through grace. But after we are saved, we need to now work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And we end it there. Forgetting that what? It is God that works through you. That's what the Bible says. Both to will and to do of his perfect pleasure. Everything about salvation, being saved, maintaining your salvation, is by grace and by the works of God. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Can we read together? And this is not your own. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not a result of works. So that no one might boast. By grace we have access to salvation. By grace we have access to God. Without grace, God's holiness cannot be expressed in our lives. God is too holy to behold the iniquity. If God wants to meet man, because man is unholy, God will destroy man. So God puts on grace to be able to assess us. If he puts on holiness, nobody will be here. He makes grace available. So number one thing you need to know this morning is grace gives us access and salvation. Number two thing you don't know in the third service, that grace gives us power over sin. When we teach grace for salvation, some want to take it as a permission for iniquity. Grace is not a permission for iniquity. Grace gives us victory. And number one thing grace gives us victory over is sin. Number one, how I know the grace of God is upon your life is your ability to live in victory over sin. When you are living in sin and you are a Christian, you have made the grace of God upon your life to be in vain. You have nullified His grace. His grace gives victory and gives freedom. And the first victory He gives us is a victory over sin. Let's check Titus 2:11. Titus 2:11. Make it sharp for me. Mike, talk to you. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Training us. Give me NIV. Verse 12. I love how the NIV says it. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness. Grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. And to live self-controlled, upright, godly life in this present day. When you see a man under the grace of God, you see, he will say no to iniquity. He will say no to immorality. You will see him living self-controlled life. He's not chasing over passion, over lust, over sexual immorality. He's not chasing over pornography. Because grace gives you power to overcome. When you are born again, the first power that grace makes available to you is power over sin. When the sin gets bigger, grace gets big, more bigger. So you can't give an excuse at the end of the day to Jesus at the throne of God and say grace was not available. The bigger the iniquity, the bigger grace. That is why we can survive as Christians in Nigeria. I had a friend in those days, like 22 years ago, that told me he wants to go to America. And why are you going to America? He said, it's because I want to make heaven. Ah, you can't make heaven in Nigeria. He said, the temptation and the thing within Nigeria. If I stay here, I know things I go survive. When I go to America, I beg. The temptation will reduce. The greater the temptation and iniquity in Nigeria, we have a greater grace to overcome them. Do we understand this? Grace gives us a license and a power over sin. Under grace giving us freedom and victory, grace gives you freedom from guilt and condemnation. Sir, ma, forgive yourself. Jesus has forgiven you.
let's stop that stupid pride.
How can I, after 22 years of being a believer, fall into that kind of thing? How can I? Me? See, I have disappointed God.
Yes, you have disappointed him. Ask for forgiveness. Don't let the devil use guilt over you. There are many people here, the guilt of your past is the source of your problem. And God has forgiven you. But you refuse to forgive yourself. Did you know the story of a man, a boy that mistakenly killed the chicken of a grandmother? And his senior brother saw it. And said, oh, I will tell grandma. He said, please don't tell grandma.
Okay, if I will not tell grandma, give me your meat.
So he was eating the boy's meat because he didn't want him to tell grandma. Go and wash my clothes. Ah! That is what the devil is doing with you, with guilt.
Go and wash my clothes. If you don't wash my clothes, I will take grandma. One day he got an eye and said, I will take grandma. Let grandma, the thing you are doing to me is difficult than what grandma will even do.
Your guilt, when you come to Jesus, he will forgive you and take the burden. When it remains in you and you don't address it, it will quench you. It will destroy you. So one day he went to grandma and told grandma, grandma, that chicken, I was the one that killed it. And grandma said, I was at the window on the day you killed it. I was waiting for you to come and tell me. All what your senior brother was doing to you, I was seeing it. But I am your loving grandma. I was waiting for you to come and tell me. Your guilt, your sorrow. You look past my guilt, my sin, my sorrow. Pour out your love on me. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. I'm the one that you have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. Listen, listen. Many people in church, they think you don't deserve it. They are religious. They are not godly. Nobody can question the grace of God upon a man. Even the way you dress today, some will look at you. How can a pastor wear t-shirt and jeans and come and preach? How can, what is Christianity turning to? Jeans and t-shirt. You can't say it out. May it die in you. I will enjoy myself. I'm bouncing.
Bouncing in the Lord. I am bouncing in the Lord.
You will just see grace. You will be making noise.
You don't know me. You are seeing me for the first time in t-shirt. You are judging me. I like that church too. But the church, they wear t-shirts. Grace has eluded them. Grace has escaped them. But because they are seeing physically, they don't know the things of God.
They believe in works. They don't understand grace.
If you check their life, they are the greatest sinners. But they have covered it up with the way they look.
But grace exposes everybody. If the Lord will mark iniquity, nobody can stand.
It is by grace that we are standing. And grace has given us power to say no to iniquity.
Let nobody judge us by our outward appearance. Our inward appearance shows outwardly. I don't preach anybody dressing anyhow. But even wearing jeans now, some people are annoyed.
How can a pastor wear jeans? 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 Go and show me in the Bible where Bible says we should not wear jeans. Akuruka.
I don't know. I've been in church all my life. I've been born again 30, how many years? 34 years or so now. I gave my life to Christ in 1987. I've seen many things. What have you not seen? I beg. The more they are judging us, the more God is lifting us up. They don't know the reason why. It is grace, huh? It is grace. God does not consult anybody to bless you. He who did not die for you must not condemn you. He who did not die for you must not judge you. When grace is at work, I beg, grace is wonderful.
But remember,
it is not a license to sin. Do we understand? Say, grace covers immorality. Let's just have sex once. Grace. Now that grace will crush you. It does not cover. It gives you the power to say no. And the youth in the church say, when that passion is coming, grace is giving you the power. Singles fellowship. Okay, let me calm down. Are we seeing, church? Listen to me. Grace takes a nobody and gives him greatness. Jester. See, go back and look at the people in your secondary school. When the secondary school, there are some people we look at and say, this one. This one. This one. But if we check up ourselves now, different things don't happen. But we thank God for some of us, grace is still speaking. But most of the people you think they are the ones that will make it, they are not. Grace picks the almost unlikely. See, the richest people in my secondary school class, they are the people we call the layabout in my set. They have hotels now. We call it, some people call it stupid money. But grace has not abandoned some of us also. Don't look down on anybody today. Grace can change the tide. Jephthah was born of an unmarried woman. He was known as an illegitimate child. But when there was trouble, they went to call him and said, come and be king over us. The person you are looking down on today, be careful. He might be the one that will pay your children's school fees tomorrow. It is grace. I have many stories in my family I can share. My aunts and different people. But I need you to know that grace will pick the most unlikely and say you are the one that I want to bless. Listen to me. Grace makes unexpected and undeserved favor available. Throughout the time that David was alive, Saul was running after him. Throughout. Saul was running after him to kill him. But when David became king, Is there anybody in the lineage of Jonathan, the son of Saul, that will show favor to? There was one man called Mephibosheth who was born, and when they were running, he fell and was crippled. At that particular time, he was living with the servant of his father. Do you understand what it means? When you were rich, strong, your father had a houseboy. After your father died, life happened to you that you cannot take care of self. You now have to go and stay with your father's houseboy to feed you. Question, sir, man. If Mephibosheth was treating Ziba, is it Ziba? The servant, anyhow, will he be able to go and stay? If life changes and turns against you, who will take you in? But that's not my direction. Life happened to him. Set back up. He was somewhere. He had given up. A man that was born in the palace, staying in the palace, now living in Lodeba, the backward side of a country, with what? With the servant. And grace located him. And David said, who is of a family of Saul, of Jonathan? Damn, I bless. I pray for everyone that have had a setback in their life. The grace that located Mephibosheth. Let that grace arise and locate you. In the name of Jesus, for every setback in any area of your life, let grace locate you and deliver you from that setback in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say grace? Without grace, sweat. Without grace, struggle. And one of my favorite saying, without grace, NYSC, now your struggle continues. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that grace will locate you. In the name of Jesus. So grace elevates a nobody and takes a nobody unto greatness. You know, one thing I discover in the life of Lot is the fact that even when we are unaware and unconscious of calamity and tragedy, grace comes to deliver us.
Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed, but Lot was still there enjoying himself. But God wanted to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And said,
if I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot there, something will happen to Abraham. For the sake of Abraham, will I do anything without telling my servant Abraham, my friend Abraham? And he went and spoke to him. That is why our children enjoy grace. Because we have found grace. For some of us, what our children do in some places, if you get to know, by prayer, say by grace, your children will not leave the path of righteousness. Your children will not disappoint you. In the name of Jesus. But see, don't bring up your children up because of what people will say about you. Bring up your children up well because of a destiny that God has for them.
What do you think people will say? What do you think people will say?
You are beating your children because of what people will say. Then everybody can remote control you. We bring up our children according to the standard of the word of God, according to their destiny, according to their assignment, according to where God is taking them to, not according to our own self-righteousness and what people will say.
Remember, you are a daughter of a pastor. Remember, you are a daughter of a pastor.
Don't put unnecessary pressure on your children. And church, listen, my children are not your role models. My children are not your children role model. You are your own children role model. Mind your business. Let them mind their own. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but if you are a pastor, you understand these things. Show me, show you let Ganyo. Look after your children. Stop watching out for children of deacons, children of leaders. You are a pastor's child. At age 7, at age 10, you are putting weight on the shoulders of little children to be a standard for you and your children. You have failed as a family if you are not a standard for your children and the pastor's kid are your standard for your children. You are a deacon, deacon child, and you are doing this. No, church members have used their mouth to send pastor's children to hell.
They grow up and they are angry with the church. Why?
Church members. Instead of praying for grace for the children of God, the pastors are serving you all their lives. They don't even have time for their children. You are even castigating their children. They are watch out for you. We are looking at, you know, now pastor's children. Now God go help them. All of them, now some of them they fail. All of them, not because of you they fail. I don't know where I start this place. I'm like, may I go back? No bishop's child is a standard for you. No bishop's child is a model. You are the role model of your own family.
If your children fail, God will not come and hold my child and say, he did not set the example for your children.
It's you God will hold responsible.
God will not hold the Sunday school teacher responsible. God will not hold the teacher responsible. You have left what you need to do and giving it to teacher. Teacher, give account of your children. When some people even reach us,
hallelujah, it's as if their children are trouble. Oh yeah, yeah, go to children department. Go.
When they call you that the child is crying, come and do something. No. Hey, that children department, they don't take care of children.
Is it not your child? Is it their children? I am spilling beans. Listen to me. Grace makes extravagant help available. If you see a man with grace, you will see him enjoying help. unexplainable help. Unquantifiable help. Uzziah, in 2 Chronicles 26, the Bible says something about Uzziah. He said, Uzziah was marvelously helped. Grace! He was marvelously helped. From the bottom of my heart, my desire for everybody here, that throughout the rest of your life, that you will be marvelously helped. In the name of Jesus. You know, Jacob was speaking to concerning his son. He said, the angel of his friends that God gave me. Let the angel of God, angels of God that God has assigned you this commission, let them arise and help you. In the name of Jesus. Let me close with looking at the help that David enjoyed. David enjoyed several help. Help above the competition. Seven brothers. They were bringing them one by one. He was in the bush. He got to a time, they said, we will not leave here. We will not sit down until he comes. So maybe they were at attention. Let them come. At that time, maybe the seven children were saying, I don't know what you have seen in the man. I'm waiting here. Instead of them to anoint anybody here, they're just waiting for the guy. Keep grumbling, keep murmuring. You will see grace working at the life of others. Just keep murmuring. Even you yourself, you don't even know what you are saying. See, there was a man called Saul that was running after David all his life. But God, David received help. Did you know what happened? Even the first son of Saul, Jonathan, that was supposed to be king, he abandoned his ambition, his presidential ambition, and kill behind David in the party called, I don't know the party called Grace. Grace Party. I said, now you, we go vote for. Both here, sorrow. Otiwole. Even if you know campaign, you don't win. The man that was supposed to be the next in line for king abandoned everything. I said, David, now you. David, now you. There's a man called Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul. They are tempted to be king, but God still bypassing. There is a young, foolish, stupid man called Absalom that fought his own father. God still took him out of the way. Ah, don't fight a man with grace. Oh. Celebrate his grace, or his grace will crush you. Which David? David, the one that impregnated Bathsheba. That was what Ahithophel was doing. And David only prayed one prayer. Oh Lord, turn the wisdom of Ahithophel into foolishness. Ahithophel was right. But he fought grace. Grace crushing. That's why there are some battles I don't fight. I don't bother. I don't bother. If there's grace on me, it will fight. If I have served the person, if I have prayed for the person, if I have anointed for the person, if I have fasted for the person, and the person arises against me in secret places, why should I pray against? I will never. Why? It's a waste of time. What I've done for him will question him and will fight him. There are some battles you don't fight, sir. You don't fight. I helped you make my house available for you, did different things for you. And then you go and join some people that I don't know about against me, speaking against, that I don't even know about. It will crush you. I'm not saying because I'm a pastor. I'm saying because you carry grace. Anyone that you have helped that have joined a gang against you, you don't need to fight them. Just they look them. See how grace fights. Go and ask Joseph and his brothers. They will all see come by and bow down to grace. Are you here? May grace locate you. May grace fight your battles. Cease from fighting. Cease from making a point. Let grace be there for you. Lord, we thank you. Can we talk about Esther? No time. Can we talk about Joseph? No time. Look at Joseph now. How can he be a prime minister? Number one, he was a slave. You know, according to the law of any country, if you are not an indigene of that country, by birth, you can't be the president of that country. Joseph was a slave. He was a foreigner. He was a prisoner. He had no godfather. But God said, now you go be prime minister. Grace. It broke all protocol. Broke all sensitivity. Is that the first time that anybody will analyze a dream and interpret a dream to the king? When grace speaks, when you appear, it looks as if you are the best. It looks as if you are the only person. It looks as if you are the only one that has wisdom. Have you not experienced the grace of God? And you look at yourself and say, ah, why me now? Why? Why? What can I do now? Who I be now? What can I get now? Which is the physics now? Who I know now? The God looks down from heaven and says, you don't need to know anybody. I am the one that is backing up. I pray for everybody here in church from the bottom of my heart. Let grace locate you. May you experience grace in the name of Jesus. Esther appeared before that man, and the man was gracious to him. Anyone that is appearing before man this week, appearing before any panel this week, let grace go ahead of you. Let grace speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, the grace that took Joseph from the pit to the peak, from the prison to the palace, from the backside to prominence, from being a non-entity to relevance, let that grace arise and make you great. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Let your grace find me. Let me find grace in your sight, Lord. 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 By grace you made me who I am. Let your grace find me, sir. Let your grace find me, Lord. Etele moko tele moko ria talama kata. Ebete tele moko ria bala bakata. E ria talama kata la bakeria. Grace, let your grace locate me. I receive your grace. Let your grace find me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Our heads bow. Let's take our heads bow. Let's take his prayer. And Noah found grace in the Lord. And Noah found grace. Can you mention your name and make that decree? From today, it shall be my experience. It shall be written concerning me that I found grace. 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 It shall be written concerning me that I found grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Bow down your heads. Bow down your heads. It is Jesus that is the source and the foundation of grace. Grace can only be found through Jesus. It is only by being born again that we find grace. Anyone that wants to assess the advantages of grace can only come through Jesus. Jesus came with grace and truth. And from his fullness, we receive grace upon grace. Jesus, the only access to grace. Jesus, the only power of grace. Jesus, grace personified. You want grace? You can only find grace through Jesus. The great advantages of grace are too enormous for you to miss. You can only find grace through Jesus. Without Jesus, no grace. With Jesus, all manners of grace. You want to give your life to Christ that you might have access to the grace made available for you by the finished work of Christ. Wherever you are, please raise your right hand up. Wherever you are, and let's pray together. Wherever you are, manda la baga la baga libo jita la baga ria balaba. Igete lebo koli me jita la baga ria balaba zida. Agada la maga ria balebo jite lebo kuria. We receive grace.
We thank you.
Can we lift our two hands up? Let's take one more prayer. Lift your hands, two hands up. I say, let there be a baptism of grace in every area of my life. Let there be a baptism. Baptism. Immersion. Immersion of grace. Overwhelming of grace. Overshadowing of grace. In every area of my life, let there be a baptism of grace. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we try one more thing? Is there an area of your life that is not working? You have tried fasting. You have tried everything. Look at that area. Speak grace. Can you just say grace? Grace to you. Grace to you. Grace to you. Grace, 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 grace. Grace, 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 grace. When all that man can do has been done and it fails, let grace take over. Grace. Let grace take over. Grace. When men have done everything they can and they have failed, let grace take over. Let your grace take over. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Where you have no voice, David knew nobody in the palace, but a voice spoke for him there. Where you have no voice, let the Holy Spirit, let the angels of God, let God raise men to speak for you there. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, can I pray with you? May grace cover you. May grace cover your errors, cover your mistakes. In the name of Jesus, may grace color all your efforts. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have been forgotten, may grace remember you. In the name of Jesus, may you enjoy the manifold, matchless grace of God in all its dimensions, in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, may the grace of God attend to all of your endeavors. In the name of Jesus, the deepest desire of your heart, let grace make it available for you. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have been looked down on, wherever you have been rejected, wherever you have cried and left in sorrow, in that same place, let grace make you to be celebrated there. In the name of Jesus, you will function without struggle by the grace of the Lord. Grace makes things easy for you. In the name of Jesus, grace is God in the race with man. Let God join you in your assignment, in your race, in whatever you do. In the name of Jesus, grace separated Esther and made her to stand out of all the women. In the wherever you go, let grace make you to stand out. Let grace make you to be preferred. Let grace make you relevant. In the name of Jesus, the greater grace is you knowing the Lord. Let grace bring you into God's presence. Let grace introduce you to Jesus. Let grace save your life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. Nothing shall be impossible in your life again by the grace of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please, we have a gift for you at this part of the job. We want to attend you. Please, can you just follow this brother? God bless you. If you are worshiping with God for the first time, can you wave your hand wherever you are? Worshiping God for the second time? Okay. God bless you. At the end of the service, we want to attend to you at this part of the church. Somebody is waving their hands at you there. When the service closes,